Rengel's census self-response rate is just 41%. That's only 0.5% higher than it was this time last month. Esther Ashton is the tribal administrator for Rengel's local tribe, the Rengel Cooperative Association.
We had planned census efforts that were very large community gathering types of things, and then March hit and COVID hit, and obviously a lot of that had to be canceled.
Ashton says the tribe is now calling around to each tribal member to ask about census response and CARES Act funding needs.
We're making an effort to, in the safest way we can, reach out to all of our tribal members here in Rengel to say, have you completed it? Let us help you complete it. It's very important.
Census counts affect the tribe's Native American Housing Assistance and Self-Determination Act funding, also known as NAHASTA. It also plays a big role in determining funding for community-wide programs like WIC, TANF, Head Start, and SNAP, as well as community improvement projects. Nicole Borromeo is the Executive Vice President and General Counsel for the Alaska Federation of Natives. She says every single person, Native and not, counted in Alaska brings in $3,500 a year in funding for state and local programs. If someone isn't counted,
over 10 years, that's $35,000 that the state is deprived of, that their communities are deprived of.
The fact remains there are 2 weeks left until the census deadline and Rengel's response rate is lower than any other major Southeast community. Here's Esther Ashton, Rengel's tribal administrator, again.
There was some talk about how people might not trust that their information is kept secure and safe and that it's confidential. But it was interesting to note that the amount of information you give for the census is much less than you give for your permanent fund dividend. So if you can trust that, this is definitely much less and definitely very confidential.
Ashton does note she hasn't heard specific feedback from tribal citizens about whether or not they trust the confidentiality of the census. Borromeo says that confusion over the deadline is one of the biggest frustrations the Federation is facing in trying to get out the count. People just think they have more time than they do, she says, but the deadline is about 2 weeks away. She also mentions the lack of broadband in the state as an issue. The traditional army of census enumerators haven't been able to sweep the state during the pandemic, and mixed messaging about phone and internet enumeration has hindered efforts.
Alaska is always one of their tougher states to count because of our size, our geographic remoteness, our communication issues, weather. I mean, there's a whole host of issues that make Alaska really difficult for the census to try and get a complete and accurate count for.
Beyond funding, Borromeo also notes that the census is important in terms of state affairs going forward. Legislative districts for the state will be redrawn in 2021 based on census data. People not counted in the federal census won't count for state reapportionment either. For tribal members specifically, Ashton and Borromeo say it's important that if you're Alaska Native, put yourself down as the head of household no matter what your gender or relationship status is, and even if you aren't the primary financial provider.
We want the Native person to list their information first, because then the whole house is counted as a Native house. And that makes a big difference when it comes to federal funding formulas for tribal programs.
Borromeo also emphasizes it's important Alaska Natives write in the name of their federally recognized tribe on the race portion of the census, not the name of their corporation. Here in Rengel, that would be the Rengel Cooperative Association. The census response deadline is September 30th. In Rengel, I'm Sage Smiley.